of thought about it, and I like asked people around, you know, at work, like, what do you think about me being a nurse? And like, no one really was like, yeah, do that, you know? And they were just kind of like, well, I heard it's really hard. And I think that like made me want to do it more.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, we continue our conversation about the one class that prevents many people from entering the medical profession. As I mentioned in my previous podcast, many people want to pursue nursing, sonography, physical therapy, dental hygiene, or a myriad of other medical professions because the pay is good and there are jobs out there. But in order to do that, you must pass anatomy and physiology and do well in it. My guest today is a former student of this class, and this podcast is for you if you truly want to pursue a career in the medical profession and want to prepare yourself to do well in the class, anatomy and physiology. My special guest is Lorain County Community College graduate Caitlin Baez. Caitlin recently graduated from our nursing program and is working as an emergency room nurse in Elyria, Ohio. She holds a 2-year associate's degree in nursing. Welcome to the program, Caitlin.
Thank you, Janet.
Yeah. So nice to have you on the program. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking forward to it.
Well, you recently graduated in like, oh my gosh, 6-8 months ago?
In May.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to take you back like to the very first day that you were in class in anatomy and physiology. What were you thinking at that time, and what were you feeling?
I was really nervous and I was really excited. I had mapped out like all my prerequisite courses for the nursing program. I was really stoked because it was something that I never really truly like looked into, never talked to anyone like about like the medical field really about it. And then once I looked at the syllabus, like before class and like knowing that we were going to learn stuff about like the cellular level and all the different body systems, it was like awesome.
So you took anatomy and physiology from Kathy Durham.
I did.
Can you tell me what that was like and how'd she help you?
She was amazing. I made sure that I remember like I really wanted to like be accountable for these classes because I wanted to do well. And so I made sure that I like sat in the front row, like a little teacher's pet would. She would always start class by like telling, like if it was a Monday, she would tell us a story of what happened on her weekend or like something her grandkid did and or something goofy her husband did. So she was like really personable too and relatable. And then we would kind of dive into the class and she is brilliant. So class was super intriguing. I mean, she was smart. She was funny. She was great.
Yeah. And this class is difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. It's certainly different, you know, and the thing is, she doesn't really go by a textbook. So like there is an AMP textbook, but it's not recommended to buy. It's strictly her lecture and lecture notes, which are really good.
So you worked as a teacher's assistant. Mm-hmm. And what kinds of strategies did some of the other students do or employ to get through this class?
In the room that I would be in, we would have a dry erase board. We would make a list of like 3 things we wanted to do over the course of that half hour. And a lot of the times it was just going over, they would want to try to memorize. They would want to try to memorize like what was happening with the kidneys, you know, or the heart or whatever. And I would kind of write it out and draw pictures to have them remember it in like a flowing way instead of like a memorization way, because memorizing, I think, is hard. You know, if you don't understand what's going on, you're just working too hard. You know, it's like what they say, work smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. I would let them recite back to me how they understood it and then answer their questions from there.
So even just them getting together with another person, just
alone. I think just talking through it really helps because you can just get lost in your own notes or in your own thoughts, you know? So I think just talking through it was awesome.
I know that sometimes people form study groups.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's nice when you see, they kind of get like, you'll see like a little bit of like a click happening, but they all study together. And I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
I didn't. I actually was more of like an independent learner. I made one really good friend in A&P, and we're still best friends to this day. But both of us, we didn't really enjoy the group study, but we did work really well together, kind of quizzing each other and picking each other's brains out of our notes and everything. But I think everyone's different.
So you're a nurse now, and do you feel like those classes has really, really helped you as a nurse?
Yeah, I have. So the biggest struggle at the moment of being a nurse in the emergency department is following like each case. So, you know, I'm treating these patients quickly. You know, we have a lot of time constraints in there. Everything moves quick, but I'm always intrigued on what's really going on, like behind the laboratory results and behind like how the patient's presenting. And it's fun to reflect back on like how the systems are working. It's pretty cool. I go home and I talk my husband's ear off about it, and you know, he doesn't really care, but it's really fun. It's pretty neat. So Kathy would be proud.
Yeah. What would you say to a student that is thinking about nursing, but they're really hesitant because of COVID?
I would say that it's actually kind of a really awesome time to get involved. I mean, we're pushing through a pandemic, and I know it's like really hard on everyone, like no matter where you're at, not just nursing. I say if it's something that you want to do, I wouldn't let COVID hold you back. I think we're going to get a hold of it eventually, and it's kind of cool to be part of history, you know, and watching this vaccine roll out and treating these patients. It's a lot. It's very exhausting, and it's taxing, and it's very sad, but it's also, you know, we get to help these patients, and at the same time we're kind of studying them, right? Because this virus is just crazy. And so I'm really thankful for the job, and I'm happy to help the ones that we can.
What was the big pull for you to enter this profession? Was there a person that was a nurse, or was there an event that happened to you that made you think about becoming a nurse?
So fortunately, I've been really, really healthy. I never really hospitalized. I think I had stitches as a kid, but I was a server and a bartender for years and years. I always worked in the restaurant industry, and I did have a friend who was an LPN, and it was kind of suggested by her. And I kind of thought about it, and I like asked people around, you know, at work, like, what do you think about me being a nurse? And like, no one really was like, yeah, do that, you know? And they were just kind of like, well, I heard it's really hard. And I think that like made me want to do it more. So it was hard, but it was certainly well worth it. My job's pretty cool.
And you graduated from LCCC when you did that. Did you have any loans to pay back?
I didn't have any loans. I was awarded the Pell Grant a couple times. And then, like I said, I was working, so I did pay a little bit out of pocket, but I feel very fortunate for the fact that I had no student loans, and that was my first degree. So I'll be working towards like my bachelor's, and I think that'll be paid for actually through my job. So that's nice.
Really?
Too.
They'll give you some tuition reimbursement then.
Yeah, there's a reimbursement program. I forget how much is offered, but in order for me to complete it within 2 years, I should be in pretty good shape. So that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is really wonderful to hear that, because, you know, a lot of people are very hesitant to even complete a degree because they feel like at the end of their time at school, they won't get a job.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. That's a very realistic statement. I had a couple friends who were in the program that came from like a 4-year university that had graduated with like a psych degree. Yeah, they came back to school to go into nursing after, you know, being in school for 4 years, and they had all this debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to say to anybody that's thinking about entering this profession or taking anatomy and physiology?
I mean, I think just when it comes to the A&P, you know, Kathy's awesome. I think students need to go into that class open-minded and organized and ask for the help when you need it. If you feel like you're starting to kind of trip up and you need to get back on track, you know, shoot her an email. She's always willing to kind of like get you back on the rails there, because you can succeed. It's very doable. It just, you need to persevere. And in terms of nursing, I mean, if you're thinking about it, go for it. It's awesome. It's challenging. It's hard, but it's really rewarding at the end of the day.
Caitlin, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh yeah. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
If you would like more information on pursuing a career in the medical field or are interested in taking anatomy and physiology through LCCC, please go to lorainecc.edu and make an appointment to see an advisor today. Or if you have questions or are unsure about your career direction and want help pursuing your career goals, you can reach me at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on radiowannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.